This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Welcome back to the Escape Hour. My name is Tad Lombardo. I'm here with Russ and Fiona. And as we mentioned before the break, it is really hot in the studio, and it's not just the temperature. In the studio with us today, we have all the way from London, Nigella. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Nice to be here.
Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you. I know. We're very honored and excited. And I think that, you know, most of our listeners will probably be very excited to know that you're in the studio too.
Absolutely. How are you enjoying this fine summer day in Melbourne today?
Well, I have to say, I'm absolutely melting.
We all are.
It's certainly put on sunshine today for me.
That's right. And you're enjoying your stay in Melbourne so far?
Oh, I'm loving it. I love coming back here. I mean, there's just so many amazing places to eat around here in Melbourne, and such wonderfully welcoming people as well. It's been a fantastic trip so far.
That's great. And you're here on holidays?
I'm here on holidays, mostly here for pleasure.
Right.
A little bit of work on the side, but mostly here to enjoy myself, which I do like to do quite frequently.
That's good. What is it that you like the most about Melbourne? Is there anything in particular aside from the food? You know, obviously there's a lot to see and do here and to enjoy. Is there anything in particular that keeps drawing you back?
I think mostly it's how friendly everyone is here. And I do have a lot of friends here now, especially after MasterChef ages ago now, it seems.
Oh, people have long memories when it comes to MasterChef.
Mm. Absolutely.
Yes, yes. It is a great show.
Well, you know, it's made the D-grade celebrity a career of many.
D-grade? Oh, ouch.
Well, you know, you only have to be on MasterChef for 5 minutes and you can call yourself an influencer.
This is true, yeah. I know.
Well, you know, that is also because they have such esteemed guests like yourself and
that's right.
Heston and, you know, Marco Pierre White and all of those famous international chefs. Mm. I think it's fantastic.
It is. And did you enjoy the process of being on the show and that whole experience?
Oh, it was fantastic. And to see all of those enthusiastic participants in there and just enjoying what they're doing and bringing their own heart to every meal that they're creating was certainly something that I like to see and certainly what I like to bring to what I do.
Do you find being as famous as you are for what you do, do you find that intimidates people when you meet them, or is it something that people are just happy to see you and meet you and say hi?
Well, I've got all sorts of different reactions when I've been wandering around Melbourne so far. Some people are welcoming, other people are like, oh, hang on, is that, I'm not too sure. Is that actually Nigella? I'm not too sure.
Right.
Oh,
and look twice.
I get a couple of people just following me around, which has
posed
a few problems for me. But
I can imagine you are very recognisable, that's for sure. And people would not expect to see the domestic goddess walking down the street in Melbourne.
No. It does surprise people, take them back a little bit.
I can imagine, and then you would have little girls asking you for autographs.
Mm-hmm.
That would be exciting.
Mostly, I do find that generally adult men seem to come up requesting a photo more than the children.
But do they ask you for your scone recipe or anything
they
like
ask
that?
For a lot of things.
I can imagine.
And you're not one of those people that just gives all the time, are you, Nigella? You like to take as well.
Well, that's right. I hands down, quite happily admit that I'm a very greedy person. Mm. And especially when it comes to food, I mean, I'm always ready to eat. Whatever's placed in front of me, I definitely like to make sure I've got room in whatever I'm wearing.
That's good.
Elastic dresses are always quite good.
That helps.
Lots of jersey.
Wow. I mean, you have the wonderful pleasure of being able to eat and taste so much wonderful food. I mean, not only what you prepare, but no doubt when you're, you know, out and about in London.
Mm, definitely. I'm very fortunate to, like, everything that I do and enjoy everything that happens to pop into my mouth. That's so me. It's
okay. Goodness well, me, you just don't stop, do you?
Well, why would you? And there's so much to try and
that's
eat.
That's right. Are you out here to try some of our Australian cuisine, Nigella? Is it?
I am. Mm-hmm. I am. I'm certainly out taste testing as much as I can get my hands on. Trying all sorts of things. I mean, especially being here, there's all sorts of different types of foods that you don't often get in a lot of different cities. Mm. You know, and Melbourne is such an amazing place for such a smorgasbord of different styles and types and you know, fusions of food as well.
And do you like Australian men, Nigella?
Oh, yes, of course. Of course. I mean, I'm personally one of my favourite types of men. I really like... like a hairy man. There's something about that. A real manly man who's got a little bit of hair
that's
on the chest.
That's
type
right.
of thing.
That is very good to know. I'm sure we can find a few of those out there for you.
Oh, well, thank you.
To come and visit and please, to ask for your scone recipes.
Well, probably right. a hairy woman on this radio station.
Well. Well, it all sounds good to me.
Quality.
Nigella, you're very famous in the United Kingdom. Mm-hmm. What's it like being a celebrity in the UK with paparazzi following you around everywhere, and sometimes you've got some good press and other times they've really gone at you 100 miles an hour? Is that terribly annoying, having people following you around and taking pictures of you 24/7?
Well, I mean, the UK press is obviously known for being quite persistent,
yeah.
I guess, in who they come after. And, I mean, I guess I haven't had the best media coverage in the past couple of years. It's been not the best time for me, I guess, in that sense. But, you know, I also have a lot of support over there. And everyone's wonderfully helpful to me as well. So, and I've also worked in the media, so I know how it works.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not innocent in that sense. So, you know, it's just good to get out a nice positive message as well.
Yeah, I think it's important to remember everybody's human, no matter who you are. And,
exactly.
You know, we all have our faults. We all make mistakes and do good things. And,
exactly.
You know, so it's important to remember that, I think.
Mm. Exactly. I mean, I've made many a mistake. I mean, certainly I had very, very many sunken soufflés.
Yeah, that's right.
I hope that hasn't happened on air.
Well, I think they have a lot of takes when that happens.
That's right.
It's a bit like our 30-second delay, is it?
Oh, well, we had a 30-second delay. Russ, you didn't tell me about that.
Well, we do.
It's new. It's something new.
Nigella, what's your favourite... you know, sort of medium to work in? Is it, do you enjoy doing the TV, the live stuff, the books? What's your favorite sort of area to work in?
Well, originally, you know, I was a writer, or well, am a writer, and so cooking to me is, and making cookbooks, I guess, is the combination of writing as well as the cooking.
Yeah.
So, you know, I get to just try and experiment on my own, and then get to pop it all down in this wonderful manual for others to enjoy. In saying that, I also really love doing television.
Right.
Especially my own shows. I mean, someone said to me, how do you relate to the camera?
Yeah.
And I've always tried to think of the camera there as being me just talking to my family about what I'm doing. And so far, that seemed to have worked.
That's good.
So,
yeah, that
absolutely.
Works.
Absolutely. Well, it's certainly your demeanour and the way that you talk to the camera makes everyone feel so comfortable. So maybe you should take acting classes and teach a few other people how to talk to camera too.
Right.
Oh, dear. I'd be a terrible, terrible actress.
But one of the main things that I think, you know, one of the things that you've sort of given people permission to do is to really enjoy food.
Mm.
And even
Definitely.
If it's at 11 o'clock at night and you go into your refrigerator because you're hungry for something, you know,
Definitely.
I think that's something that is really important, because we're in a society, in a world that is like, oh no, you can't have that, you can't have this, you can't have it. You know, you've allowed people to enjoy a box of chocolates
why would you want to deny yourself? I mean,
exactly.
For me, it's all about just embracing things that bring you joy, satisfaction, and of course pleasure in any way possible. I mean, I'm as greedy for my own self-satisfaction as I am for getting as much food and things to taste.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm all about embracing the things that really bring you a sense of joy and pleasure.
That's important in life, and especially in a world where there's a lot of negativity. There's a lot of harsh stuff happening.
Life is far too short to be bitter.
Yeah, that's true.
And to be, not embrace and really, revel in everything that you enjoy.
Yeah, that's great.
This is fantastic. Well, we've got a very unbitter Nigella Lawson on the show today.
Joy 94.9 is on air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But sometimes you can't always be with us when you want to. Here's the solution. Here's the solution. Listen to your favourite Joy 94.9 show anytime with our Joy podcast service. Our team of over 30 volunteers pick out the best bits from around 60 programs that Joy airs each week, made available to you for free download. To find a podcast of your favourite Joy show, search for us in the featured providers section within the iTunes store, or find them on the Joy website, joy.org.au. Joy Podcasts. Any show, any show, anytime, joy.org.au.
Well, the Wonder Woman of the kitchen, Nigella, is in the studio with us today. Now, listeners, Joy listeners, I know that you want to ask Nigella some things. We want to get your questions. You can SMS us on 0427-JOY949 or phone us on 1300-JOY949 and leave a message at the front desk with Neil, or email us on air at joy.org.au, and please send us your questions for Nigella. She'd be really happy to answer them.
And here we are.
And here we are with Nigella. How exciting.
It's very exciting. I've got some questions about the food scene in London, if you are happy to help us out with that. What in your mind, what do you feel the differences between the food scene here in Melbourne and food scene in London? Obviously, British food is very, very different to the way we do things here. What do you think the main difference would be?
Well, I guess here we have a lot of influences from Asia. Mm-hmm. I think in Melbourne you have, because of the proximity of where we are, so you have some amazing Asian fusion food here, which we just don't get in England. Certainly not to this level at all. And so that's what I certainly like to dive into when I'm down here, because it's a treat. Whereas in England we do get some amazing Italian food and influences from Europe, simply because of where we are over there. In regards to, Australian food, though, I mean, I do feel a lot of it comes quite a lot from the motherland.
Right, yeah, it does. Yeah.
from England, in that sense. So in saying that, in some ways it's similar. So it's a combination of the two.
Well, we do have a lot of European influences, of course, over here.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of French, Italian, and Greek influences well.
Are you on the first name basis with the Queen?
No.
No, okay. Is
that unfortunate? But you would have met the Queen a number of times, no doubt.
Yes. I have. I've met her. I've been in the room.
In her presence.
Presence.
They say it? Yes.
She's been by.
Right. I can't say oxygen. That.
Yeah. We haven't exactly sat down for a cup of tea.
What about Kate? Kate Middleton.
She's lovely.
Is she lovely? I was going to say she is, but then I realised I had no idea. I'd never met her before. But she is lovely. Oh, well, that's good. She's a very good example for the
rest of her style. I'm very envious of the way she chooses the things she wears.
Well, you would imagine with those kinds of funds to go to a wardrobe.
Right.
I mean, I know there's 100 ways you can get a frock wrong, but she doesn't.
No, very rarely.
No, she doesn't step a foot out of place.
And and of course, Prince Harry has a young girlfriend at the moment. Well, I shouldn't say young, probably his age, but she is, I think, making some waves over there.
Oh, really?
I believe she's American. She's an actress. And yes.
I forget her name, but
she'll be under the spotlight because of just being American.
She's a soap opera star.
Yeah.
Is she?
From the United States.
Wow. Yes. Do you know her name, Russ?
I don't at the moment, but interestingly enough, I would imagine that, Nigella, you would have been quite upset when they got together, because I did read a tabloid once where you were involved with Harry.
Oh, really?
Yes, I did.
Really? Oh, right.
Yes.
Well, I didn't think that would come out. I certainly did put out that I did think he was quite a bit of a catch. But it's good to hear those rumours are circulating.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of rumours,
hopefully hears them.
How do you deal with rumours? I mean, I can only imagine 95% of what we hear about is BS. Do you feel the need to, counter a rumor, or do you just let it wash off and not deal with it? I mean, I guess it depends on what it is.
Well, I try not to let it enter my bloodstream.
Right.
And mostly, if I hear anything or if I read anything, you'll just find me on the couch eating a lot of chocolate. and that's the way I cope with these things. Yeah, bit of chocolate, bit of wine.
Yeah.
Quite a bit of cheese, mm-hmm.
Just like everybody
and
else.
Then it goes away. Goes away quite quickly. So,
and you get to travel a lot in your job, Nigella.
I do. I do. I'm very fortunate. It's been wonderful, actually. I get to go. I've been, all through Europe, America, of course, when I was on there doing the television show, The Taste, and then. Of course, I've been to Asia as well, and I've come here, been fortunate to come to Australia numerous times. I guess it's one of the perks of the job.
Yes.
Really?
That's exactly right.
It's wonderful.
Do you have a city that you've enjoyed a lot, like the food scene in a particular city that you've enjoyed lately?
Lately? Well, on the way here, I did stop off in Tokyo, and that, it's amazing.
I'm off there next week.
Oh, yeah. Enjoy it. Make sure, if you can, head down to I think it's called the Tsukiji Markets, the fish market.
Oh,
and you can head there very early on.
I love that fish market.
It's amazing.
I'm a bit nervous to go to the fish market. I think if I had to be surrounded by all those dead fish, I'd feel a little anxious. Especially the tunas that are the size of this desk.
They're very large.
It's just an experience to go and see it.
It is.
Yes, you don't need to eat anything. But you should go and see it, because it's, the Japanese love their raw fish, and it's incredible, absolutely incredible.
It's really nice to see how it starts there and then goes onto the sushi.
They import it around the world.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's cool.
Now I believe we have a message.
Do you have a message from Kim? And it's obviously for you, Nigella. Kitchen storage, where and how do you store all the stuff?
Kitchen storage?
Yes.
Hmm.
Do you have people that do that for you?
Well, I do,
right.
But I am quite hands-on in the kitchen. So I do love a kitchen island. So
I do too.
A kitchen island, I have this fabulous kitchen island where I've actually got cupboards in it.
Right.
So it's quite a long kitchen island. And so I do find that works really well for storage, just for those extra bits and pieces. And I'm quite partial to when you hang your pots and pans up up above you, because it's so easy and convenient, really. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Save it on the packing away.
Yeah. You must have been to a dozen Tupperware parties over the years.
Yes. Yes, I'm always getting messages about those. I don't know about you, but they seem to go around in a circle of friends, and you get one invite, and then somebody else goes, buys 12 different things, and then you get going to another one. You end up going to 5 in a row if you're not careful.
Just have you got an A-list of people that like to go to your dinner parties, Nigella?
Well, I try to keep it amongst friends, but I do get often people going, can I come to the next one? Right. And I do love having people over, so more than welcome.
When you go to other friends' homes for meals, do they stress about the fact that they're going to be cooking for you?
Oh, I do hope not. I mean, I'm so relaxed in the kitchen, as you've all been to my kitchen, or at least seen on TV if you've watched any of the episodes. So you know that I'm messy. I like to get things done the most economical way I possibly can.
Yeah.
And,
that's right, because your philosophy is not to spend too much time in the kitchen, but to spend time sharing. Enjoying. Mm. And, of course, that's the part of your TV show that I always like the best, is when you all sit down around the table and everyone's eating and drinking wine and
having fun.
It's so luscious.
It's about connecting with people.
Yep.
Mm. I mean, that's what it's all about. It's about connecting with family, with friends. Yep. And so, when I go to another dinner party, I'm just relaxing, letting my hair down.
Good. So, someone else cooked, which is the best
part. Somebody else has cooked. I'm just there to eat and devour everything in front of me. So,
and to drink, of course, and to chatter and natter. Mm.
Yeah,
so
that's great.
I hope there's no pressure.
No, that's good. Sometimes you'd think people would be a bit, not intimidated, not in a negative way, but it'd be like, oh, God, you know, we've got Nigella Lawson coming for dinner.
Like,
so, you know.
To impress. I mean, of course, your good friends would probably not. But so who's the most famous person you've had to a dinner party?
Well, I can't think of anyone off the top of my head, but I know, I do have a couple of good friends here. And, recently George Columbaris, I guess, is a good friend of mine.
Oh, lovely. That would have been fun.
Yes, that was fun, you know, swapping a few tips when he was over. So that was great.
That's good.
Yeah. But, you know, of course, all sorts of different people have popped in. I don't want to,
name drop
names.
And
Madonna.
Do you and Heston get on well? I mean, you know, he's so experimental and...
Well, yeah, he's fabulous, isn't he?
He is. He's done a lot
so
for the
skilled.
British dining scene.
Oh, I mean, going to his restaurant is absolutely delectable. You go along and it's just such an experience. And the way he creates these amazing things, it's just, the mind boggles.
It does.
And how much research he's done to those. I mean, I love sitting down on the couch and just watching his TV shows.
Yes.
I mean, I just go, gosh, that's so much effort.
Yeah.
Far too exhausting for me.
Yeah.
Good on him.
What's your favourite dish at the moment, Nigella?
You know, I really can't go past pasta. I mean, it's my favourite comfort food. Mm. And I've recently been enjoying, you know, just a very simple dish, which is just a combination of some pasta, linguine, some lemon, some cheese, and some cream. I mean, like, just all mix that up together. It's just delicious.
And what's your philosophy? Homemade pasta or is store-bought pasta okay?
Well, homemade, obviously, would be preferable, but, I mean, I'm not fussy.
Right.
Well, I mean, the tricky thing with homemade pasta is that, you know, sometimes it's more confusing to cook because you can't cook it for
that's
too
right.
long.
No, it depends on how hungry I am as to what's in arm's reach and which way I'm going. I mean, if it's a late night, sometimes a bag of Doritos will do.
Yeah.
So, it depends on the time of the evening. So,
now, Nigella, you said you like chocolate. Have you had any of our delicacies? We've got the Chiquito bar and the Polly waffle and the cherry ripe.
Right, I have had a cherry ripe, but not a Chiquito.
Chiquito bar, yes.
How's that?
It's an old chocolate that Fee and I would have enjoyed
in
the 70s and 80s.
Bar.
They had an amazing ad, which I'll play in a minute. It was amazing.
And then, of course, there's the wonderful flake, which I believe they had in the UK as well.
Those ads. I remember those ads being some lady lying down there in some woods with a flowery white dress looking.
It was
very dreamy.
It was very sort of, you know, lots of that sort of sun in the face. And it was at the same time as that wonderful film, Picnic at Hanging Rock.
Right.
Lots of girls in white dresses floating around rocks and things.
Okay.
Right.
Yes, well, we do have quite an interesting array of unique sweets. Some, of course, I have no doubt came from the mother country, but, you know, iced vovos and things like that.
Yes, I have tried an iced vovo.
I just love saying the word iced vovo. Mm.
Iced vovo.
Iced vovo. Mm,
that's nice.
It just rolls off the tongue.
What are the big cookies in the UK at the moment?
Big cookies.
Yeah. What would you have with your cup of English breakfast tea?
Well, I guess you can't go past a penguin.
A penguin?
Oh. Yeah, you could have one of those.
What are they like?
Well, I guess you're similar here. You've got your Tim Tams.
Oh, yeah.
Your Tim Tams are similar.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So it's a similar type of thing, a chocolate biscuit.
Right. I'll have to check those out.
Can't go past those.
Mm. No, I've never heard of a penguin.
But I don't like to dunk any biscuits into my tea. My tea is...
sacred.
It's quite sacred.
Yeah.
I'm very particular with how I make my tea. And generally, I don't let anyone else make one for me. And I do often carry tea bags around with me just so I've got one ready.
Really?
No matter where I am.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I really don't trust other people with my tea.
We didn't even offer you a cup of tea when you arrived.
No, I noticed that.
To our studio again.
We're sorry.
You'll remember next time.
We will.
We're not Good Morning Australia.
Well, this is true.
Very true. Very true.
Unless it's morning, I'm not really thinking it's tea.
Yeah.
So do you have is it English breakfast for you all the way or?
Yes, I do love an English breakfast. That's the one I generally carry around with me. Mm. Simple, but so wonderful. It gets me going in the morning, so.
And are you when you travel, Nigella, are you a heavy packer or a light packer? Do you roll or do you fold? I mean, there's lots of questions that we'd like to ask
you. That is an important question. I do actually roll.
Yes.
I do roll. I do find I can squeeze more things in there. But that's a great question.
It's important.
Do you find that's quite divisive?
Well, we're all rollers in this room here. Yeah. Yeah, so
we swing both ways.
Yeah. Oh, yes, we've heard that about you.
Yeah. We roll and we fold.
And we fold, yeah. Depends on what it is. Yeah.
And it depends on where it goes in the suitcase.
No.
But, yes, so, but I think the percentage is largely rolling.
That's right.
I do know a few people who just squish.
Right. Oh, yeah, just throw it all in.
Just squish in there. Yeah.
Like, and stuff.
Yeah, yep. And stuff, squish and stuff and smush, all those
wonderful
things.
And you're most famous for wearing red.
Mm.
What is it you love about, I mean, aside from the fact that red looks great on you.
Thank you.
What is it you most love about red?
Well, there's something, you know, as soon as you put red on, you can't help but be a little bit joyous. I mean, it immediately fosters up images of Christmas.
Oh, yes.
And Big Red Man, I guess.
Yeah.
festive.
Yeah, it's fun.
And festive involves... Yep. Mulled wine for me and mince pies and ample servings of dessert. So, you know, it all brings back wonderful memories. So red, yes, it's a favourite.
It looks great on you, of course.
Thank you. I do tend to gravitate towards it as much as I can.
That's now, Margella, how do you feel about eating healthily all the time? We've spoken a lot about desserts and chocolates and so on. Do you like to include and embrace veggies and fruits? You know, Fiona's a vegan, for example. What would you serve her at a vegetarian, excuse me? What would you serve her at one of your dinner parties?
Oh, well, there's plenty of different things on offer. I mean, I love having lots of different options for people. Because of dietary requirements. Mm. And so that I like to have like a bit of, not a buffet, but lots of hands and you know, food that everyone can get in and have bits and pieces of and a big array of versatile vegetables as well as, you know, meat dishes and breads. Mm. And, you know, I love that tapas feel to a dinner party where everyone can just, you know, get stuck in.
And that's right, not too prescribed about what's on the plate.
Exactly. It's all about finding all the things that you want and what's going to satiate you.
I think that's probably one of the reasons why people, you know, love your show is because you prepare food that looks like, you know, it's an abundance on the table and it's never about fussy plating. It's about digging in, and that really is like, you know, what happens when you go to your family's house.
Absolutely.
There's always tons of food. Well,
exactly.
Most families.
I mean, who wants the stress of worrying whether you're right with that? I'm not too sure. Like, you just want to make sure everyone has something on offer that they can grab and get stuck into. And I love a good vegetable.
Who doesn't?
It just makes you feel good.
Well, they do, don't they? Yeah.
I'm not averse to healthy food by any stretch of the imagination. I like both, but I mean, I do lean more.
Carrot's not the same as a chockey, though, is it?
No.
No. But you know, in Australia we have a carrot glut right now.
We've got too many carrots.
There's too many carrots.
Maybe Nigella could take some back to England.
Yes. I think that that you Brits could do with some more carrots over there.
Sounds like I need to do some investigating and create a few more carrot recipes.
A few more carrot recipes, indeed.
Right. Nigella, are you seeing anybody in the UK at the moment?
Oh.
It's a bit personal.
That is.
I'm sorry, were we not allowed to ask that question today?
No.
I didn't read that memo.
Well, I am on the dating scene. I will admit to that.
Tinder?
I'm running around. Tinder. No, I have heard about that. My daughter has explained about that. But not on Tinder.
Okay. You wouldn't need to be.
I am on Instagram a little bit.
Okay.
I am on the socials. But no. Yeah, I just through acquaintances, a few people I've gone for dinner. I mean, there's quite a few options. Quite a few people want to go out for dinner with me. So
I can imagine,
which is lucky for me.
So.
I'm always up for meeting new people.
All right. Well, I think Fiona would love you to come over and cook at her place at some stage. Mm.
I do have a good kitchen. I mean, it's a bit sort of retro, but there's plenty of room for cooking.
Oh, that's all right.
Cooking.
I love retro.
plenty of room. Mm. And, you know, I have two housemates and one who loves cake.
Housemates. Loves
Well, we'll no, get on famously.
Oh, mates, sorry. Mates.
I wish I had two housemates, but I've only got two housemates. And one of my housemates is a cake baking fanatic, you know, and his favourite show is The British Bake Off, of course.
That's a fabulous show. I do enjoy that.
Fantastic show. And then my other housemate just loves to eat everything that's presented for him because he can't cook. So we would love to have you
that
over.
That sounds like a brilliant
I mean,
evening.
I'm sure your schedule is very busy, but, I mean, we don't have anything planned this evening.
Right.
Unfortunately, but I believe that you actually are busy this evening because you are doing a show.
That's correct. I am doing a show this evening.
My goodness. The Nigella Love Bites is, in actual fact, the name of your show. Yep.
That's right. That's the name of my Melbourne Fringe show, which has got its final performance this evening.
At the Alex Theatre, right?
At the Alex Theatre in St Kilda.
8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. I bet people didn't know that you were a performer, Nigella.
I mean, now.
They do. And how extraordinary. Do you do a burlesque type show? Or
no, it's not burlesque.
No, okay.
definitely not burlesque.
No.
No, it's a cabaret. So it's actually, it's a cabaret. So there's singing involved and some audience participation, can't say that. And it's just a joyous evening. And we're talking about my life and food.
Yes.
And, you know, all the things you should be enjoying in life. And it's
and a few tunes.
And a few tunes along the way. Some fun
a voice
things.
Like Julie Andrews, have you? Or?
I've got all sorts of different voices, but no, it's it crosses between music theatre to jazz to, you know, show tunes.
And is this your first time writing your own show for yourself?
It is.
Yeah?
It is.
How was that?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
It was great. It was a challenge. I've never written anything before. And then I got a couple of Australian writers to write some songs for it as well, composers.
Yes.
So there's brand new music involved in it as well.
Has it been received well in the UK, Nigella?
It hasn't been to the UK.
Oh,
so it's just for Australia.
It's only been to Australia. It's been here in Melbourne, to Perth and also to Adelaide.
Yeah.
And now it's back here in Melbourne again.
That's
so
great.
And tonight's the final time we get to see it. So
exciting.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be great when you open on the West End, won't it?
I know. I would love to take it over there.
Oh, I think you should.
That would be amazing.
I think that would be marvellous. And if you want to go and see it, there are only a handful of tickets left, I hear.
Joy 94.9.
You're on the Escape Hour with Tad, Russ and Fiona, and we've got Nigella Lawson with us today as our special guest all the way from the UK. Nigella, my mother makes a mean jam roly-poly. I was wondering if you ever had a jam roly-poly while you've been travelling.
I'm not even familiar as to what that is, but it does sound nice, jams and roly-poly.
Yes, I think together.
I don't want a bit of roly-poly right now.
Well,
it sounds delicious.
I mean, I don't think we've ever had such a good-looking woman in the studio, Nigella. I will tell you that much. Have we?
No, I don't believe we have.
No.
Oh, absolutely. Dear. Well, you know, those classic Australian desserts, and there's some wacky ones, you know, the pavlova and, of course, the trifle.
Australian and New Zealand, the pavlova.
Well,
how do you feel about that, Nigella? Is it Australian and New Zealand?
Well, I've always understood it's Australian.
Okay.
But
good answer, because...
Right.
Yeah.
I thought that would be popular. I answered that way on purpose.
And Nigella, are you on the yes or the no team for marriage equality?
Definitely on the yes team.
Oh, you're a beautiful lady.
On
you
the
really
yes
are.
Team, definitely.
There we go.
Definitely.
Very important.
You heard it here first.
Absolutely.
We should call, you know, some of our local newspapers and tell them.
Mm.
That's what Nigella says.
So just do it.
And I reckon that we might get a few more people over the line.
Yep.
We can get that out there.
Mm. Well, Tad's a bit of a chocolatier, aren't you?
That's exactly
right. Oh, really?
We hadn't even
divulged
that.
He'd be a good catch for you. He'd be a good catch for you, Nigella.
What's your favorite?
That's for the other team. But
right.
No, that's right.
A problem there.
What's your favorite combination of chocolate?
You know what? I love salted caramel and milk chocolate.
Yeah, that's,
you can't go wrong with that.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's
simple and...
Yeah. I love chocolate with a little bit of chili.
Oh, I like that too. Absolutely.
That's just...
Can I ask everyone about their opinion on white chocolate? I mean, it's not really chocolate, is it?
Well, it has cocoa butter in it. There's no cocoa mass. So if you're having the real white chocolate, it is real. But the reason why it was made in the first place was to show up color. So you can color the chocolate, it would look good in the windows. So that's why they developed that in the first place.
Wow.
But yeah, but I think it does work well with certain combination of fillings, and therefore I do like it in some aspects, but yeah, it's not really.
We'll have to see if you have time to visit Tad's chocolate store.
Yeah.
Yes. While you're here. I mean, imagine the fans that she would. Oh, well, she'll have. There'll be a book signing at your chocolate store.
Where is this chocolate store?
It's in the Grand Market.
Oh, really?
You were filming there not that long ago.
I was.
Yeah.
I was running around. Oh, gosh. If only I'd known.
Oh, well, we can arrange it. We can arrange it for tomorrow.
I've never seen Nigella so excited. You just have to mention the word of visiting a chocolate shop.
You mentioned an invite to chocolate and I'm there.
Now, again, it's time for us to go. Nigella, you are playing tonight. Whereabouts, Fiona?
At the Alex Theatre in St Kilda at 8 p.m. There are only a handful of tickets left. I believe you go to melbournefringe.com.au to score the last few tickets.
Mm. Or there are tickets available at the door as well.
Oh, excellent. Perfect. Well, there'll be lots of people that'll be wandering around down St Kilda tonight. Mm. Thank you for so much for gracing our studios.
You're very welcome.
It's not often we have cooking royalty.
Not at all. It's been amazing.
So if you're looking for the show, it's called Nigella Love Bites.
Oh, how wonderful.
Is the name of it. Yep. So.
Well, yeah, I bet there's lots of men out there who want to give you a love bite.
Well, thank you. Well, I have lots of little tips that I offer during the show, little love bites tips.
Oh, good.
Cool. Throughout the performance. So please come down.
Well, this is the Escape Hour on Joy 94.9. Fiona, you are going on holidays.
I am indeed. I'm leaving on Thursday and you are going on holidays as well.
That's right. I'm off to Europe for 6 weeks and you're off to Japan for...
Two and a bit weeks.
So Ted Lombardo, the stud that he is holding the reins while we're away.
Yeah.
And it's going to be amazing shows. Who have you got on next week, Ted?
I believe you have Gontran Cherrier.
That's exactly right.
How exciting.
Yes.
God. We'll tune in next week at 1 o'clock on Joy 94.9 for the Escape Hour. We are going to say good afternoon.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.